As Valentine's Day approaches, many of us are thinking about love in all of its many forms. And what better way to express love than through a letter, which is exactly what one group of artists plan to do in an upcoming event featuring an evening of love letter tributes. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Rebecca Evans and Maggie Koger to talk about poetry, love, and more.
Rebecca, I'll start with this then and tell me if it's none of my business. Where are you finding love in February of 2023?
Oh my goodness, that's a great question. So I have four Newfoundlands and three sons. So there is
in that order,
just an abundance of loud, fluffy, slobbery, messy love all the time. I'm in a sea of love. And it's amazing. It just really, talk about healing. You could just cuddle a puppy, like life is good, right?
Oh, wow. That's
that and
amazing.
Some comfort food, I think, if I'm honest.
Well, I am counting nine poets participating in the Love Letter Tributes at Mink Studios on the evening of February 12th. That is Sunday, February 12th. So, Rebecca, introduce us to one of the
participants. I am so honored to introduce you to Maggie Koger, who is just a very generous heart, generous. And my goodness, she's an Idaho native and she's taught over at BSU. Let's see, her new book is called What These Hands Remember. And Maggie, just an amazing human and poet in heart. Yeah, so happy to call a friend.
Maggie, I'm just embarrassed by that lovely introduction. Thank you, Rebecca.
Well, there's a lot of love coming out here. So Maggie, I'm going to ask you maybe to set the pace for us this morning. Can you share some of the words you've jotted down lately about love?
Oh, yes, I would love to. I had this inspiration from a line that was written by F. Scott Fitzgerald. And what he said was, when he met Zelda, it was the beginning of everything. And so that's the title of the poem I'm going to read, which is kind of longer, so I'll just give you a teaser. It starts out, so here it is, the beginning of everything. There, at a website, coffee shop, courtyard, picnic shelter, in a wagon, sleigh, sedan, or across the aisle on a bus, train, airplane, your eyes meet. And suddenly, the rock you stood on turns to sand. And your first glimpse of that person it's just going to be the beginning of everything.
I adore that. Maggie, it's so interesting because all of a sudden, I'm thinking of, well, that's the only thing we have in common through the years, right? No matter what, no matter where, on rock, in a wagon, on a bus. By the way, as far as process, can I assume then that you will see a phrase or a passage, in this particular case, Gatsby, and then that will just trigger or spark something for you as far as inspiration?
Oh, absolutely.
You
know? Yes, poets just depend on each other and writers, poets and writers.
Well, let's depend on Rebecca right now. Rebecca Evans, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you share a few words with us this morning? Awesome. You sure could use some.
Yeah, I'll share a few lines too. And I will say, like, my inspiration is everything. Like, it could be a line, it could be an image, it could be a feeling, it could be a dream. Like, really, just about anything can spark my writing. And then I just try to follow the words down the page. So this is entitled Coffee with Only Cream. And when we were talking about love letters, I'll tell you that after I read it, who this is to. But it starts off, I wanted you to remind me to wear comfortable shoes and drink clean water and remember that I need my coffee with only cream. And no, I'm selfish and I'm jealous and I'm difficult to love, but still, I wanted you to try. I wanted you to know that sunrise is my perfect time to write and not to scold me when I stay awake all night and to listen to my rantings and join me in my chantings.
Wow.
And this poem, you know, people talk about love letters, but I've been spending the last year in a relationship with myself and I've been writing love letters to myself. So that's what this was the start of, which is we teach high school girls in the juvenile system. And every Valentine's Day, I ask them to pen a love letter And then at the end of that, I have them address it to themselves after they've written it. So it's a super interesting process.
Maggie, jump in on this. Is it easier? Is it more natural to write about love? Or is it harder to write about love compared to other
Well,
things?
it depends on the state of your relationship, for one thing. When things are going well, it's pretty easy.
No, for me, it's the opposite.
Oh,
I'm a better writer when I'm angry.
Oh, talk to me. So is it about regret and reflection and anger then for you?
Well, for me, I think just in fuel, I'm more fired to try to sort things out when things aren't going well. So I'll write more then. When things are going well, I'm in it. Like, I'm happy. I have very few really happy things that I've written. They're mostly angst.
But Maggie, you're looking through a lens, right, of where you are with love. And it's very particular, right, with a particular person or persons.
Tends to be that way. I think love can be spread around. I know some of our poems are focused on romance because of Valentine's Day, but the people who are reading are a very, very, very loving group. And they'll welcome anyone in the audience with open arms.
And the poems are very diverse. I mean, there's some racy, there's some funny, there's some super heartache, sad. There's friendship love and romantic love and intimate love. So it's a douse of everything, an infusion of, you know, love as far as the oceans can reach the moon.
Rebecca, of more than a few of us that are single bristle at Valentine's Day, or we try to ignore it, and good luck with that. But but I'm guessing, I think what I'm hearing you is that this speaks to us as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's important, like, regardless of your, you know, status, social status, as far as a relationship status, it doesn't matter. Like, love is an experience and it's a choice. It is a choice. Mm-hmm. And so you can choose love. And if you're not in a relationship, I think you're always in one with yourself, and you're always in relationship with the world around you, your community, you know, your family, chosen or otherwise. So You can't get away from love. You just have to choose how you want to define it and look at it.
Maggie, do you find yourself writing about something, not even knowing that you are writing about love? And in fact, in the end product, you know, love is kind of, you know, in between the lines, right, of almost everything.
Yes, yes, absolutely. In fact, I have a love affair with the Boise River. I live next to it, and we walk there every day, and it just defines myself and my day. I know some people do their yoga in the morning. I get to look at the geese flying over, and the sunrise here in East Boise is awesome. It fills your heart with love if you love the things that are available to you.
Maggie, as we speak, I am looking out over just that. From the studio. So thank you for that. Rebecca, how are you with mornings?
I'm not a great sleeper, so I'm both a night owl and a morning bird. And I love mornings because I feel, you know, if I am up before the world is up, it's super peaceful. I love that time. I journal every morning. I do some sort of yoga every morning. I just like get grounded with myself and kind of set up for the day. It's just a really beautiful space where there's not phone calls and interruptions and bunches of emails and a incessant need to respond. You can just kind of be. And that's a really peaceful, peaceful way to start the day for me anyway. So I love mornings and my coffee or tea too, definitely.
Well, all of a sudden, I am not dreading Valentine's Day this year. So love
Yay.
Letter tributes.
We did our job, Maggie.
Yay.
That was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, talking with Rebecca Evans and Maggie Koger about their upcoming evening of Love Letter Tributes. It'll be at Ming Studios in Boise this Sunday night, February 12th at 7 p.m. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.